from Hollywood, California, the Dr. Arthur Barn Show. It's Dr. Arthur Barn, and it's Vampires Do Not Exist. Yes, vampires do not exist.
That is exactly right. Thank you very much, George Breasley. And welcome to the Dr. Arthur Barn. Vampires don't exist, and they never have existed. And only on this program, thank you. Only on this program are you going to hear the truth about vampires not existing. I'm Dr. Arthur Barn, and for the next hour or so, or 40 minutes, or however long it'll be, I want everyone to settle down, and we've got cupcakes, and there's some food in the back. It has been a wild, wild weekend here at the Grover Paranormal Conference in Suscony, Nebraska, but we're broadcasting live, and we hope that you're alive. We certainly do know that you're alive, because vampires, there's no undead, so is that right? All right, everyone settle down. George Breasley, thank you, George.
My pleasure, Doctor. You're doing great work.
Thank you. I am Dr. Arthur Barn. All right, everyone just calm down for a moment. We've got an awful lot that we've got to get through in this program here today. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. There is so much I want to tell you. I have risked my professional standing. I have risked my professional reputation. And I have risked the approbation of my fellow professionals by coming out boldly, by coming out with, I think, great courage, if I do say so myself, by coming out with a sense of casting caution to the wind. Wouldn't you say, George?
I would say that that's exactly what you did, Doctor, because, hey, you know what?
Oh, now, George.
No, let everybody, isn't it true? The doctor has really, he's put his professional neck on the line. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? Thanks.
I have indeed, you know, George, thank you. I did not want to say, but I do believe I have put my professional neck on the line by coming out very clearly and saying vampires don't exist. They've never existed. And I know that that has caused an awful lot of, what do you people think of that, huh? What do you think of vampires exist or don't they? Fuck it. Fuck it.
Vampires don't exist. Thank Christ for you. Thank Christ for you.
You know, I can tell you, thank you, thank you. You know that it's very interesting. People will tell you that vampire is the undead, and they talk about sucking the blood out of the neck. How many people have actually seen that? Have you seen it? You, George?
I have never, no.
Never. And yet people will talk about the blood getting sucked out of the neck, the undead. They talk about the fangs. They talk about the anemia, the two marks on the neck. And yet there's been no scientific proof of this at all. I looked into this as late as last week, just before I decided to come public with not believing that vampires exist. Vampires don't exist. And no one can get me to believe that they do. No one can get me to believe that they do. What about that, huh? What about that?
No way.
What about, George, when did you?
I don't believe vampires exist because I've never had the blood sucked.
And have you known anyone?
I don't think, has anybody here ever known anybody get the blood sucked? No.
Fuck no. Fuck no is right, that's right. So what we'll do here for the next hour is put to rest this horrific and destructive, thank you, this horrific and destructive rumor that vampires exist. We'll be right back here. It is the Dr. Arthur Barn Hour, and this is Vampires Don't Exist.
Dr. Arthur Barn, Vampires Don't Exist Hour here. Taking your questions from the box as well as your phone calls. The vampire does not exist, the Dr. Arthur Barn Hour. Yoo!
Yeah, Dr. Arthur Barn here with you, my laboratory. I used to call it a laboratory. Thank you very much. Welcome back here to the Dr. Arthur Barn Hour. I used to call it my laboratory. I don't call it that anymore. I don't call it the laboratory.
What do you call it, Doc?
I call it now simply a laboratory. A laboratory.
A what?
A laboratory. Anybody out there know what a laboratory is, huh?
Yeah.
The laboratory. Now, hold on, everyone. Close down. The laboratory is where normal doctors work. Normal, real doctors work in a laboratory. They don't work in a laboratory. It sounds like a place where you go and take a shit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sure does. I don't go into my place of work and shit.
Thank you.
Right on. And, all right, George, what are you doing? Your female voice there?
I just was screwing around.
All right. So I don't think for our purposes that we should be talking about laboratories. All right. Now, let's get to the second level here. Do we talk about a stake through the heart?
No.
We don't talk about this. There is no such thing as rendering the undead with a stake through the heart. There's no such thing as rendering the undead with garlic shoved in the mouth of a severed head. Do you know the corpses that I have desecrated? I'm sorry to have to inject a serious note into this program this evening, but do you know the corpses that I have desecrated? God forgive me.
Doc, you didn't know.
I should have known.
Come on, folks. You know the doc didn't know, right?
I'm so thank you for your support, but I should have known. I desecrated corpse after corpse. I violated the bier. I violated the resting place of the dead by driving a stake through the hearts of through the torso of the heart. My God, they've been long dead. I'd driven stakes through the long dead and ossified and atrophied remains of God knows how many corpses. I cut off the heads of corpses long dead. I should have known at the time there was no screaming. The screaming that you have seen corpses do, that's from a movie. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that, Doctor, until you told us. I knew it was a movie, but I thought it was a recreation. Isn't that right, everybody? You thought it was a recreation?
And that was a recreation of nothing. There's no screaming. Do you know the lies that have been told to you? Do you know the deceit? Do you know the countless humans that have been affected by, the countless citizens like yourselves have been affected by this, that the undead don't exist, that vampires don't exist, the time we've wasted, the money we've wasted? How much money, let me ask everyone out there, how much money have you wasted on protecting yourself from the vampire, let's say over the last year? If it's above $1,000, just go ahead and give me a shout out for that. There you go, yeah. Now I'm gonna, hold on, because now I want to get to something. Here's what I really want to ask you: is it above $10,000? Has it been above? Yep. All right, now let me ask you this: has it been above $30,000? $30,000? Have you? Yeah.
How stupid are they?
How what?
How stupid are they?
How fucking stupid are you people? You know, I'm using four-letter words here, and I don't mean to use the four-letter word, but you are. You're stupid as fuck, aren't you? What happened? How did we allow ourselves to be duped this way? Well, I think... All right, thank you. I think there are ways of finding out, and I want to ask that question of our very first guest. And I think you know who I'm going to be talking with here this evening. He is a man who is well known to all of you, who was a premier so-called vampire hunter for a long time, a man that I learned my craft from, and as it turned out, was bullcrapping all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please bring on, with a warm round of applause, Edward Van Helsing. Van Helsing.
Yeah! Right.
Boogie, baby, boogie. Yeah, that's right, baby. Edward Van Helsing. Hey, thank you. Edward Van Helsing, folks. Ed, I gotta ask you, come on in, how you been?
Very good.
All right, Edward Van Helsing, you are a wild man. Yeah, thank you.
This is very, I tell you, I'm overwhelmed by this, and I would say, for most of what I say for what at a program, I have been, it's been quite a tour.
Well, when we came out last week and we said vampires don't exist, and we said that the vampire was a lot of hokum that had been invented by you. How did you feel about that?
I gotta be honest with you.
Please.
At first I thought, wow, you know, Dr. Arthur Barn is going out on a limb here. He's going to make Van Helsing look like a real ass, you know.
Yeah, but it didn't work out that way, did it?
No, as a matter of fact, I talked here to George. I called him up. I said, George, you got to get me on the show.
Right.
And he said, why should I? I said, because now that Dr. Barn has come out and said vampires don't exist, where do I go? What do I do? See?
And how are you getting people to believe it?
That is the great question. How did you get people to believe your bullshit for so long?
Well, how did I get you to believe it?
Good point. How did he get any of us to believe this stuff for so long? You know?
I come up with the idea of the two puncture holes in the neck. I come up with the idea of the anemia. I come up with the idea.
So this is a bedside manner?
I don't know. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, but calm down, everybody, calm down, because I want to get to the bottom of this here. What would you say is the magic bullet?
That's a great question.
Well, a magic bullet for me was to say, oh, there's two puncture wounds in the neck, and there's anemia. They lost a lot of blood.
But if there was never any blood per se on the pillow.
No. But I had a medical practice to protect, and I had to come up with some line of horseshit, you know.
Well, there it is. Right therein lies the rub, that it was a big line of horseshit that you were able to sell for a long time. Who do you credit? You know, we talk about the guys that influenced me as a vampire hunter, and I was not hunting anything, you know.
Well, let me ask you something. When you were hanging out in a graveyard and you were hanging out in a cemetery, and then you go in, did you ever see anybody walking through the graveyard?
It's an interesting question. I believe I did. Some people now have told me those are cemetery workers that I confuse with the undead. Some people said they were sleepwalkers from the local insane asylum or mental institution, what do you call it? I'd go in, I'd open up the lid on a bier or a crypt or a coffin, and I'd look in, and what did I see? Well, I saw...
You saw what you thought was an undead guy, but, you know, still you don't know that it was.
No, I did not, no.
But Doc, I think it was kind of your theory of mass hypnosis.
Well, I wanted to get into that. The mass hypnosis of your horseshit, along with Bram Stoker, all the others, created this idea. Now, look at the modern culture. We've got more vampire movies.
Well, there's a lot of vampire movies. I think a vampire movie is moving over to for the Walking Dead, for the zombie, for the... The zombie is not as fantastical.
Explain.
Well, the zombie is more of a... more believable. I think some people think like a chemical spill or something can make a person come back from the dead. I personally would never believe that. I think it's horse dung. But some people find it to be more believable. And if it's more believable because it's not something from fantasy land, people would buy into it. And I think that's the key to horror, to get the people to buy into this. You know what I'm saying, folks? And to buy into that, yeah.
Well, so all of you people you're buying into the zombie?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let me ask this question, and I think that a lot of people would ask this question of you, Ed. You made a lot of money.
I made a fair amount, yeah.
And the rights to the movie and everything. Do you feel like you conned anyone?
I don't think I did, because anyone that would believe in... I felt anyone's going to believe in no vampire was a dumbass.
A dumbass. So you've known me how long?
Well, I've known you many years, and I say you're a dumbass, Doc. But, hold on for a minute.
You're calling Dr. Barn a dumbass.
That hurts.
But, hold on. I call him a dumbass, but I don't believe you're a I think you're a dumbass the way a lot of people. I thought that you allowed yourself to get swept up in this thing because you might have seen at the end of the tunnel a couple of dollars to be made. And I think anytime you can see a couple of bucks to be made, people are going to say, well, you know, good for him. Good for him. And let's, you know, talk about it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. I think the people will forgive. Do you forgive the doc for wanting to make a couple of dollars? Yeah. Thank you. Well, we all, at the end of the day, we have to make our mark. Let's take a phone call here. The number, Dr. Arthur Bond program, 612-612-666-666. You know the number and multiples of six here, Dr. Arthur Bond. So, hello, you're on the air.
I wanted to first of all say that Dr. Van Helsing, I came to you 5 years ago. I didn't know what's wrong with me. I had a puncture wound in my neck. You said as a vampire, I went and bought garlic. I went did everything. I found out that my cat was gnawing on my neck in the middle of the night. But I was so taken with your interpretation of the bite on my neck that I decided to invest in some booklets about a vampire. And it was endless hours of entertainment for my entire family.
Let me ask you, well, how much money did you spend?
I spent probably about $30,000, but I think it's money that was well spent, and I want to say that.
What about that, ladies and gentlemen? $30,000?
Yeah, money well spent.
Because it was kicks?
There's a lot of kicks, yeah.
All right, hi, you're on the other. Who's this? Boston, go ahead.
Oh, hello, Dr. Van Helsing. My name is Roy Brisky. I've been talking to Dr. Barn for a long time about this. When did you first get the idea of vampires as opposed to, let's see, zombies? Did the zombie idea come to you, and I'll hang up and listen?
Well, it's a good question. First of all, I felt that a vampire would be a better sell because at the time, I thought you were going to hang up, and that threw me, too.
Oh, yes, I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hang the phone up, all right? Go ahead.
Did you hang up?
No, I didn't.
Well, I forget.
Yeah! Woo! That is wonderful. Just wonderful.
Dr. Arthur Barn, there are no vampires. We'll be right back here. The Dr. Arthur Barn Show.
Hi, it's Rick Steelman, Rick Steelman Chevrolet. We've got the new ones in for you. Boy, I'll tell you, these are the best models yet. They can fly, they can go under the water, and they're all equipped with fully cooped-out interiors. You've got tuck and roll, you've got low glide, and let's talk about the stereos and the full quadraphonic sound. The Chevys for 2015 are nothing short of spectacular. Come on and see me, Rick Steel Chevrolet, here at the corner of 5th and Main, where we like to take our pants off on a regular basis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and well, our band almost came out. Yeah.
Dr. Arthur Bond.
Dr. Ed Van Helsing joining us here as we talk about no vampires. They don't exist.
I want to ask you, do you feel stupid about that?
I feel like a complete asshole. Yes, I do.
An asshole?
Yes, I do. I feel like a complete asshole. It was not too long ago that I had began hunting vampires when I went to the cemeteries, and I would go into the mausoleums, go into the crypt area, go into the, or just dig up the graves that I was told by relatives that they suspected might be a vampire or vampire, and we would dig up the box, the coffin, and so on, and we'd open this up, and we'd put the stake through the heart. And then we'd cut the head off, stuff garlic into the mouth. Now, what happened on a particular Saturday night that has followed my career and has tainted my career and is one that I now feel I'm free from, there are no vampires. So the night that I put the garlic aside and put something else in
Oh, this was a very famous thing. This discredited you, though, Doc.
Well, I don't think it discredits me any longer. I had had a couple of weeks of no sleep. I was affected by any number of psychotic breaks as the result of the hard work I've been doing.
I was with the doctor, if I could mention.
All right, let's talk to George Breasley.
I was with the doctor that night. He put his penis into the mouth of a 26-year-old female. Well, she died at the age of 26. The head had been separated.
Jesus Christ.
How many are you people out there ready for this? Are you going to judge me? Are you going to judge me?
Yes, I am. He put his penis in the mouth of it.
I put my penis into the mouth of a corpse. What difference does it make? I want to ask all of you out there, what difference does it make? Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you.
I'll be right back here. Dr. Arthur Barn. This is the Dr. Arthur Barn. There are no vampires, hour.
Yoo-hoo!
All right, I want to go to our phone calls because we've had a lot of people hanging on the line here. Dorsey, go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Barnes.
Hey, Dorsey.
I want to ask Dr. Van Helsing. My name is Dorsey Gitme. Do you remember me?
No, I don't.
You don't remember me, huh?
No, sir, I don't.
All right, well, you should remember me because I had come to you. I was in a state of near hysteria, and I felt that there had been a series of attacks on my home. I had been very much a very enthusiastic breeder of different kinds of geese and ducks and waterfowl, and I felt that one of the dead ones, because I'd cooked it for dinner, I felt it come back as an undead goose. And
well, I bet I told you the time. I said pause because you almost ate the whole thing.
I understand I ate the whole thing. What, that just got nothing to do with anything, does it? I mean, you can eat the goose. And
no, I there's no such thing as an undead goose.
Well, now I know there's no such thing as the undead, but you told me at the time.
Right, but I didn't expect you going to believe it.
All right, now this is Dr. Arthur Bond. Sir, what is your name again?
Yeah, my name's Dorsey.
All right, Dorsey. The Dr. Van Helsing...
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this guy, Van Helsing, who had told me that one of my pet geese that we had to kill and eat...
Yeah, see, the people, they ain't buying it.
All right, all you people can kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
Thank
kiss
you.
My ass.
You're just outvoted there, Dorsey. Do you find much of that?
I find a lot of people are very bitter. A lot of people are very bitter. A lot of people are very bitter. They don't understand that because they bought into it. Look, I sold it. You sold it. A lot of us sold it.
I didn't sell anything. I felt that the vampire and the undead were alive.
Oh, right. I was the one who sold it.
And I don't blame you entirely, but I blame... That man was told that geese or goose or...
This guy, he bred waterfowl, and they'd had one for dinner, I guess, on Christmas or something. At least his name's not Cratchit, huh?
Oh, that's funny. His name was... What do you think of that, folks? His name wasn't Cratchit.
Oh, come on. But anyway, this guy had come to me. He said to me that... He said to me that he felt that his geese or his gooses or some goddamn thing had...
Watch your language.
Should I watch my language? All right, thanks.
No, that's not what I would call it. Should he watch his language? Yeah, all right. The Dr. Arthur Bond, there are no vampires, are. Thank you, Ed Van Helsing. Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Van Helsing. Thank you, Ed. We're going to be right back here on the Dr. Ed Van Helsing Hour. Excuse me, the Dr. Arthur Bond Hour. Ed Van Helsing, I just threw off the air.
Dr. Arthur Bond will be right back.
Zombie boogie. What kind of shampoo do you use? Well, if you use Clairons, you're using the right shampoo from another planet. Clairons developed by the Clairon race on the planet Clairon. Now, on Clairon, they have wiry hair and it glows. It's probably radioactive, and who knows what's inside of it? Who knows what's outside of it? Is it a wig? Is it real hair? Is that really a head that it's on? Clairon shampoo answers all of those questions. Put on Clairons today. Find out whether your hair can survive Clairons. If it can, we'll give you a gift certificate for $10 more worth of Clairons. Let's see if your scalp can survive it. Your skull. Let's see if you can survive Clairons. Clairons, can you survive it?
Welcome back here to Dr. Arthur Barnhour.
Well, I tell you, this has been one of those shows, and you know, the fact that there aren't, thank you, the fact there are no vampires, the fact that there is nothing... like the undead, the fact that there is nothing, for instance, the fact that there is nothing like the Nosferatu, the fact that there is nothing such as
there's the Nosferatu, the undead, the walking things of the night.
Yeah, the foul thing of the night. The fact that none of that exists puts an awful lot of us out of work. I want to bring on my next guest from the Department of Employment, Sally Butterfield. Sally, come on out. Sally Butterfield, ladies and gentlemen, from the Department of Employment, and tell us, what can I do? What can you do? What can all of us do who no longer hunt up vampires? Yeah!
Thank you.
Sally, come on in. Have a seat. Great to talk with you, and good to see you. Sally, the question remains, what do I do now that I don't hunt vampires?
Well, that's the $64,000 question.
Indeed it is.
Yes. You know, I would say, Dr. Barn, it's time to get a job.
Well, that's true. Sad, I did not have a job.
Not to say you didn't have a job, but it's time to get a real job and to quit running around like you're an adolescent looking for dead people.
What
kind of a job would you have for him?
I've got a great job for you. I think with your... Are you really a doctor?
I'm a doctor of demonology.
No, are you really a doctor, though?
It depends on what you mean.
I'm asking him, not you.
I would say I'm a doctor.
All right, well, I have a job if you can get your Thursdays free. Washing windows, hold on.
Washing windows?
Oh, hold on. Washing windows for an elderly woman in the Sierra Madre Canyon. She'll make you lunch. She is 75 years of age. Her husband passed on. She needs all the windows washed. She's a widow. But she wants a man, all right? If you can wash the windows and you can take the screens down and hose those off, she'll give you a mayonnaise sandwich or something like that. That's the kind of thing.
Wait. I am a doctor. What do you think, folks? You think I ought to be out washing windows because some old bat? Oh, you're kidding. Come on, how many people don't think I should? There, huh?
Well, you can get.
She'll make you lunch, though, Doc.
I don't care if she'll make me lunch. How do you like that? I hunted the vampire.
There is no vampire. That's the question that was asked and answered.
Washing windows.
Washing windows for an elderly woman. There's also a job. There's a woman going out of town.
Well, these are all for women.
Well, this woman's going out of town. She's going out of town on vacation with her husband, but she wants you to water a palm, a large palm in a pot. Just inside her front door on Thursdays and Saturdays. If you can do that, that's $5 an hour. And
well, this is, I think it's an insult.
You're not a real doctor, okay?
I'm a doctor of...
You're not a real doctor, and no one here believes you're a real doctor, and I think after hunting up vampires that don't exist, I think the best you can expect is to wash windows, water palms, you know? Yeah. Mow lawns.
What do you think, folks? Dr. Arthur Bunn's going to mow lunch. What do you think, huh?
Kiss all of you. Fuck all of you. Fuck you.
Huh?
Fuck you.
Dr. Arthur Bunn.
That's what we have for you.
The Dr. Arthur Bunn, There Are No Vampires Hour.
Fuck you.
Has been brought to you by Chasey's Chevrolet. Chasey's Chevrolet for all of your Chevrolet needs. And by... Waterman's. Waterman's is the place to bury your dead and maybe even bury this bit. Waterman's. Fuck all of you people. I'm not going to go watch. I'm a doctor. I'm Dr. Arthur Bunn.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. The Dr. Arthur Bunn Hour. We thank the Department of Employment for all of their warm wishes.
Dr. Arthur Bunn.